Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So today we're going to talk about these new cryptocurrencies. As technology advances, the way in which we live our lives advances as well, and we're becoming more connected and more dependent on technology with each and every passing year. And this is no different when it comes to currency and finance. With the internet, of course, we can shop worldwide. Online banking has made it easier to manage and control our finances with credit cards and debit cards, not to mention contactless payments, Google and Apple Pay. So we're paying for things easier and quicker than ever before. But in recent years, the term cryptocurrency has cropped up more and more frequently. Cryptocurrency, sometimes referred to just as crypto, is any form of currency that exists digitally. But how does it work, and what can you do with it? So let's think about the hows and the whys of cryptocurrency. In recent years, cryptocurrency has become more popular and increasingly integrated within our societies. What started out as an idea to allow people to control their own finances without having to rely on companies has now got billionaires promoting their own cryptocurrencies. Although they might be a legitimate currency, cryptocurrencies are very different from regular currencies. While every other currency and money system relies on banks to verify payments and transactions between accounts, crypto uses peer-to-peer systems, which allows anyone who has cryptocurrency to send and receive money to and from anyone else who also uses crypto. And it's able to do this in a safe and secure manner through its high standard of encryption, from which it got its name. And this is how WhatsApp works. It encrypts messages from one user to another WhatsApp user. Now, as mentioned, crypto was created in order to give people more control over their personal finances in the wake of the international 2008 financial crash. In order to do this, cryptocurrencies use a public blockchain. Put simply, I mean, a blockchain is an incredibly detailed and secure system that records information. In the case of cryptocurrencies, the blockchain is used to record people's transactions and payments and keep them safe from cyber hackers or people who wish to exploit the system for their own gain. A common misconception is that cryptocurrencies act in the same way as stocks and shares do. The main difference between them is that the price of a share in a company or a business is based on the success of that company or business. Buying a share in a company like Nike is probably a safe choice, given that how successful the company is. But that share will cost a lot, and the potential return gained won't be that big, because it's predicted that whatever happens, they're going to be successful. A smaller startup company, on the other hand, might have big potential financial returns if they become successful, and the share will most likely be cheap to purchase in the first place. But this all hinges on the business's success. Essentially, what separates stocks and shares from cryptocurrencies is that with stocks and shares, there is a tangible, physical finance behind it. You can convert, you can change your stocks into physical money, cash, if you sell them. If you sell your cryptocurrency, though, your actual bank account is not going to increase balance. It's not going to increase its value. Now, you might be asking, well, what's the point then? If you can't change cryptocurrency for actual money, then why bother investing in it? The reason is that it all comes back to technology. As the tech improves, the more secure this system can become, the more efficient it can become, the more mainstream it can become. The better the tech, the better the crypto. So the question you might have now is, what can you do with it once you've got it? So let's look at the benefits of cryptocurrency. Although it's not an actual tangible currency, it doesn't mean it's without its benefits. If it was, it may as well not be there. Now, arguably, the strongest reason for gaining a foothold in the crypto world is for the exact reason it all started: control. In 2008, the world went through a major financial crash, which has taken years to come back from. And even today, there are countries around the world that are still feeling the negative effects. Whilst the financial institutions' crash stemmed from perhaps good intentions, it ultimately led to one thing: a lack of trust. A lack of trust with third parties when it came to money. So people stopped trusting investment companies and even banks. Banks were crashing. People were queuing up for days outside banks trying to get their cash. There wasn't any cash. They couldn't get it. That is a very bad crash. The reason why cryptocurrency was started was to remove this third party, giving you, the owner of the cryptocurrency, more control over where your money was going, who it was going to, and for what purpose. Now, this is obviously a very desirable thing, and whilst it was designed to be just like real money in the sense it can buy a piece of land or a house or just your groceries, that hasn't quite worked out yet. But that doesn't mean it can't be used to buy things today. As we mentioned a moment ago, as tech increases in terms of its security and efficiency, crypto will most likely benefit as well, as more and more companies accept it as a legitimate payment. So, what can be bought now with crypto? Well, here's a few examples. Insurance. There are many types of insurance, from covering your car, to your cat, to your home and your life. In simple terms, insurance acts as a financial protection over anything you can insure. If you have a car, you pay car insurance towards it. This means that should you get into an accident, rather than suddenly having to pay a really heavy bill, the insurance you've already paid for will actually pay it, or at least they should. Some insurance companies, like AXA, for example, now accept cryptocurrencies as legitimate payment for their insurance services. Now, this is positive because insurance is advised to have, or paying for your insurance is obligatory. You must have it. So you can, for example, drive a car on the roads. It's illegal to drive a car without proper insurance. It offers you protection from potential risks that are out of your control. And the more ways in which you can gain this protection, the better. And then there's high-end goods, luxury items. Now, it might seem surprising that high-end luxury goods accept cryptocurrency, given how pricey specific items can be. Although with that said, if you invest correctly, wisely, and keep track of the market, you can earn a lot, potentially allowing yourself to afford more expensive luxury items. Now, this doesn't mean just things like jewellery and watches, but even some car manufacturers nowadays accept cryptocurrencies. Tesla, the electric car company, accepts Dogecoin as payments. Well, the cryptocurrency that started off as a bit of a joke is becoming mainstream now, with a value of now exceeding $85 billion. And then there's everyday items. More and more retailers are getting involved with cryptocurrency. Businesses like Microsoft and Shopify now accept cryptocurrencies for certain items and services. In the years to come, as cryptocurrency popularity grows, both in users and notoriety, popularity, it will likely result in more and more everyday retailers accepting cryptocurrencies. So, in summary, cryptocurrency is the growing market of online currency. To most of us, used to traditional financing processes, it can be confusing. And actually, even to those involved, can struggle to make sense of it. But there's no denying that the use of cryptocurrency is exponentially increasing. And for this reason, understanding what it is and what it can do might just help you in the future. Because if crypto becomes what it was designed and created to do, crypto is the future, and very probably your future method of financial stability in a changing and volatile world. So do a bit more revision on this. Have a bit of a read around it. It'll hold you in good stead for the future. Okay, I wish you a pleasant day. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.